Shir today is going to be about the Aveda of the Kainim in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so all the Kainim, listen up. An interesting detail, when you get to the Aveda of the Kainim in the Beis HaMikdash. And we're talking here about the first Mishnah and the second Perek of Masechta Yuma. The Mishnah says as follows: what happened the first thing in the morning when the Kainim came into the Beis HaMikdash? What was the first Aveda that had to be done? Harama Sadeshan. To remove the ashes from the Mizbeach, all the karbanis from the night before. Who gets to do that job? So the Mishnah says, Barishayna kol mishareitz alitr misam Mizbeach tayrim. Whoever wants, there's no first come, first serve. So what happened? So, Zman Shein Merubin, there were so many kainim, Ratzim Vailim Bekevesh, kol ha'akaidim esav chavere ba'ar ba'ames, zocha. Whoever got close enough, four Amos, to the top of the Mizbeach, he was the one that was Zeche. Okay, what happened one time, Meister Shoyishneim, Shavin, two people were running and they were both equal and they're coming in the race. They were tied. So what happened? The Docha Vechet Menes Chavere. So one of them pushed his friend. V'nofal, he fell. V'nishbara Raglai. And he broke his foot. It's what it looks like. It's what it looks like. He fell off the kevesh, and he broke his foot. How high was the kevesh? Depends which opinion. But it could be pretty high, yeah.
15 feet.
The kivin shiro bezin shabonu de sakana. So the bezin saw that this is dangerous. Iskinush li yiterminus amizbeach ela bepayis. So now they made a takana that you don't do the Aveda unless you first make a Geirel, raffle, and one that is the wins the Geirel is the one that does the Aveda. So there's no running, there's no fighting, there's a Geirel. That's the Mishnah.
Only one guy can do it. You can't share.
Okay. So, here's the thing. Bechlal, we know in the Beis HaMikdash, but again, to all the Avedis that were done, the Kabanis, Tamid, and the Shechita, and all the other Avedis, there was a pious every day. There was a Gaidel they made. They cut in the circle, and they made a pious regarding all the Avedis. So the Gemara there asks the question, when it comes to everything else, they made a Gaidel. It comes to the Harama Sadesh in the morning, we don't know that they made a Gaidel. In the beginning, no, it was just a race. Then it got dangerous, they made a Gaidel. So the Gemara asks, so why didn't they make a goyel in the first place? Just like everything else. What's different? So the Gemara answers, they thought, when was Harama Sadesh done? It was done before Alayis HaShachar. It was still dark outside. So they thought, well, they're going to make a goyel. Who's coming? Who's fighting? So they didn't think it was necessary. Then they saw what happened, that people, the Kainim, had such a Zrizanem, exactly. They all were so interested in doing the mitzvah and they were running. Another thing the Gemara says, basically the same point, people sleeping at that time. People are sleeping, it's before Leis HaShachar, people are still sleeping. So they thought no one would come. They saw that the Kainim are here, so therefore they made the takana that you have to make a geidel for this. The Gemara is not done. The Gemara says weiter that Rav Ashi says that then what happened? Sorry. After they made the takana that you have to make a raffle, so what happened now? Everyone stopped coming. After all, it is very early in the morning, and you think to yourself, they're making a geidel. I'm going to win the geidel. Why should I get up so early if it's a geidel? Mele, if it's a race, so I'll win the race. But if it's a geidel, so what are they going to do now? So they made another takana. Now no one wanted to come bachla. So they made another takana. That whoever wins the geidel to do the Harama Sadesh gets to do more stuff as well. He gets also to take care of all the marachas on the mizbeach, the fires and the wood. So he gets more jobs as well. So Verta Shanagan to ask him. So he wins the geidel. He wins the geidel, so it's not just for the Harama Sadesh, and it's also for other Avedis that follow afterwards. That's the Gemara. So, the question is, what comes out of here? After you read this Gemara, this Mishnah, L'chayrit comes out of here, this gaidel that was done, they didn't have to do this gaidel for any real purpose for the avoda. The avoda doesn't require a gaidel. Pashat mikam because of a sakana. Sakana, so they had no choice. They had to make a gaidel to prevent the sakana. What's if it's a time where there's no sakana? This is why we're talking about this now. It's loss of loving. Mashiach comes. And there's no sakana. So maybe then we'll go back. Because then, loss of love, people are going to be more calm. Okay, we'll see. We'll get more into it. But there's a swara to say that loss of love, where people won't fight and people won't hurt each other. So you'll see that another kain is running, you'll be mevata. You'll let the other kain do it. So then there's no need to make such a takana and they'll go back the way it was before. That everyone will, whoever first come, first serve, whoever will run and do it, we'll do the mitzvah. So there's the Gemara here talks about what the Mishnah says, that when they would make this race, what was the finish line of the race? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says actually, when they got four Amos to the top of the Mizbeach, that was the finish line of the race. Whoever reached within four Amos, he got to do that Amos Adeshin. So there's a whole Gemara here. Rav Papa, he asks the question, how do we measure this four Amos? Which four Amos do we mean? I got some Achkir in the Gemara, when you get to the four Amos. What exactly is the finish line? So the Mefarshim asked the question, why is the Gemara discussing this? If it's not Negeil HaAlacha B'chlal, because they're now made at Takana, that there's no race, there's no finish line, there's a Geidel. So what are we discussing this shot of the four Amos of the finish line? Who cares? Amai, Mikan Raya, some Mefarshim want to say, Mikan Raya, that it is Negeya. This race is coming back. The race was suspended for a couple of years. But eventually it's going to come back. Mashiach comes, the race is going to be back on. And you have to know. What's the, you have to, so you got to start.
I do, that's
my start. Keep yourself in shape. You have to keep yourself in shape to be able to run up the kevesh. It's not a, it's a big, nice, steep kevesh. Go up to go do the aveda.
Yeah, the replay.
Yeah, Al-Kapanim. So that's the Mok and the Gemara where you see this. Okay, then let's take a look again over here. At the Lashon of the Gemara that I mentioned before, where the Gemara asks the question, in the beginning, why did they not make this takana to make a raffle just like all other Avedis in the Beis HaMikdash? What's the difference? All other Avedis, they make a raffle. Here they don't. So what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers that, second. So the Gemara says that it's not necessary. No, it's not needed. Why? Because yeah, very few people are going to come. So you need a raffle. Maybe 2-3 people will show up. So they'll alternate every day with someone else. There's no reason to make a raffle. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara, and that's what Rashi says. But in the Tosfos, it says a different pshat. What the Gemara is saying is, you know why they didn't want to make a raffle? They were afraid if they're going to make a raffle, nobody will show up. That's what the Gemara really means to say. Just like what ended up happening when they instituted the raffle. Exactly. So what's the pshat over here in this Gemara? What do you see over here from this Gemara? According to Rashi,
let me ask a question. It was only 5-10 minutes before the next Abayu shows a raffle anyway.
I'm not sure. Lav Dafke. That little? After Netzachama, I think. Yeah, I think it was much later, yeah. Okay, so now, according to Rashi, it comes out that the pshat of the Gemara is that there's no reason to make a raffle. You only make a raffle when it's necessary. When you have a lot of kainim that are all trying to get the same Aveda. So you have to make a raffle. So you make a raffle. If you don't need a raffle, there's no point in making a raffle. There's no inyan. Adarabha. And in a way, there's a mila not to make a raffle. Why? What's the mila of not making a raffle? Allow the kayanim to express their chvivas to the mitzvah. Zrizim akdimu le mitzvahs. They're running to do a mitzvah. It's a nice thing. It's a beautiful thing that the kayanim are running. It's not nice when they break each other's feet. But the fact that they're running to a mitzvah, is the seder. So there's an inyan dafka not to make a raffle. If you have no choice, then you make a raffle. So according to Rashi, the Gemara is saying that you have no choice, you have to make a raffle. So la'asad lovei, if there'll be a choice to just allow the kainim to go and run on their own, so l'chayda we should go back to the way the seder was in the beginning, to allow kainim to express their chvivas to the mitzvah and go and run without making a raffle. But according to the Pshat, Tosfos says, it's mashpa from Tosfos, even if there was no need for a raffle, they would still make a raffle just like all Avedis in the Beis HaMikdash. That was the standard. All Avedis in the Beis HaMikdash have a raffle, whether it's mamish necessary or not necessary. The only answer the Gemara is giving why they didn't make a raffle is because they're concerned that nobody will show up. They're concerned that it's going to be a turnoff for everybody. It's too early in the morning and a raffle, I should come.
Why couldn't you make the raffle at night?
The night before, so you know who won the raffle already.
You know when to wake up. Huh? You know when to get up early.
Okay. According to Tosis, it's mashma that you don't make a raffle just because you don't have a better choice or there's a real problem, so you have to make a raffle so people shouldn't fight with each other. From Tosis, it's mashma that the basis of the Gemara's question is this is the Seder in the Beis HaMikdash. Everything is done by a raffle. Well, Mamela, even Lasad Lavi, when we don't have an issue of the Kohanim fighting with each other, there still will be a raffle. Now, why, Take, is there an Indian that there should be a Seder of a raffle in the Beis HaMikdash? That's a good question. The idea that Kainu should run to do the mitzvah, and there's an argument and who could run, who could get there first. So there's an Indian of, not of the fighting, but there's an Indian to show the chavivus of the mitzvah. But what's the point of Dafke making a raffle? So there's an Indian in it. The Rebbe speaks about it in the Sicha, we'll mention it soon in Mitzvah. Okay, then there's another Gemara. And you think, if you think what it said in the Mishnah was bad enough, that they were running and one person broke his foot, so listen to this story. They both were running up, and they were both in a tie, this race, going up the ramp. The last second, one guy went ahead of his friend. What happened? His friend went and killed him, because he went ahead of him. Shvichas Dome Mamish. And the Gemara says the whole story. It was Halavai would have been like, there wasn't Kamrab Vashachtel Rab Zayda, and then afterwards he was Mechayim Mason. That's not what happened. Right. So it's interesting. The Gemara over here asks, second, where's the Lashon of the Gemara? On Amud Beis, I saw it before. I saw it over here. One second. The Gemara asks this story over here. Okay, if I can't find it, inside. Oh, right over here. Hi, Maisa Kodim. We had a story in the Mishnah that one guy broke his foot, and now we have a story that someone killed someone. Which one happened first? The Gemara wants to know. Ilema de Shvichas Damim. If the story that he killed him happened first. After someone killed someone, so they didn't make the takana to make a raffle. And then they waited until someone broke his foot, then they made the takana. That can't be. So it must be that the story of the guy that broke his foot happened first. So that So once they made a raffle, where were they running? Even if you went ahead, they didn't allow you to do that just because you went ahead. They made a raffle. So what exactly happened over here? If the story with the person that broke his foot happened first, and after that, they already made the takana that you have a raffle, so when did the story of Shvichas Damim take place? They were making a raffle at that point already. Really, the Shvichas Damim took place first. But they still didn't make a takana even after the story. Why not? Whatever happened, you know, you have on coin that's a Rasha, a coin like this, you kill someone to this. Taki wants to avoid it, but this is not, I mean, Shvichas Damim. This is a very, very unusual, outrageous situation. They're not going to make a takana because of one Rasha. Kivin the Chazu, then they saw a film in Meila, so they sakana Tikin Rabbana Paisa. Then they saw what happened, they were running up, and one guy got pushed and his foot broke, so they saw that this is something that could happen. Even without Shvichas Damim, it's not a such an unusual thing. Oh, now they said we have to make a nutakana, that you have to make a raffle. That's the Gemara. Oh, good. That's the exact word I wanted to focus on. So, Ratub Shatim and Achrein, and what the word Memela means. That not the Shvichas Damim, and then when the person broke his foot. The Gemara calls the story of the Mishnah, when the person broke his foot, Memela. Calls it happen Memela. What does the Gemara mean by happen Memela? So, Ratub Shatim. One pshat is, Memela means they pushed each other. He didn't push him because he wanted to break his foot. He pushed him because he wanted to get to the top of the Mizbeach ahead of him. So he pushed him. And then Memele, he ended up breaking his foot, but not that that was his intention. When this guy killed his friend, he was upset at him that he ran ahead of him. He bemazed and Bedafka went and killed him. Over here, Pusha wanted to get ahead, and then he pushed the guy and he broke his foot. That's what Memele means. Another pshat of Memele is, not that Memele that he pushed him b'chlal. He didn't push anything. If you have 25 people trying to run up the same kevesh, just push it mitzad the traffic, it gets very busy, and it's Memele push him, even without wanting to push him. We have so many people running up the same kevesh, I mean, you could have even theoretically hundreds of kainim that are charging the kevesh, trying to get up to the top, and it's in Memele, there's going to be danger.
It's the Lashon of the
Mishnah. Huh? Mishnah doesn't say Memele. Lashon of the Mishnah is V'dochav. So that is Mashma that he pushed. V'dochav Echad Menach Chaveirei. Okay. So, those are the two Pshatim over here in the Achrayim. So what do you see now? If the Pshat over here is that the reason they made the Takana to make a raffle is because one of them pushed his friend B'chavona. He wanted to get to the top and he pushed him. Enochanami, he didn't push him with the intention to hurt him or to kill him, but he pushed him. Did push him. So then there could definitely be a swara to say, loss of love is such a thing won't happen. Loss of love, nobody's pushing anybody b'chavana because he wants to get to the top. Mashenkin, if the pshat in the Gemara.
And therefore there's no need for a raffle.
Loss of love. Mashenkin, if you say the pshat in Memele is that pushat mitzad the traffic. Everyone's charging together. Someone's going to get hurt, a stampede or whatever could happen. So then that's Alpiteva. Yeah, exactly. All the kind of all the data or whatever it is. So you could add it up. There's even more reason loss of love that you still have to have this takana. Okay, one more inyan that's totally in this, which is a machloikis of Rashi and the Rambam. So as I mentioned, everything in the Beis HaMikdash always had a pious. They always had a raffle regarding all the avodas. Karban Tamid, Karbanis Musafin, whatever avodas were done in the Beis HaMikdash, it was always a raffle. Now the shaila is, what happens by a Karban Yochid? All the avodas that are done with by a Karban Yochid also need to also have a raffle? So it's a machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi says, a person that brings a Karban Yochid, he has the right to choose any kain he wants. And if he chooses a kain, you're not making any raffle. But what if he's not choosing a kain? He just comes, he doesn't know anybody. Comes, he brings a carbon. So then Rashi says, you need a raffle. This is the Noida Budis Pshat and Rashi. So if he's not choosing anybody, you have to make a raffle even for a carbon yachid. The Rambam says that, no. That a carbon yachid, you always make a raffle. He did choose someone, he didn't choose someone, doesn't make a difference. It's a carbon like every other carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, and you always make a raffle. What do you see from this? What's the chiluk between Rashi and the Rambam? The basis of Rashi's shitta is the concept of a raffle by the Aveda is to prevent fighting. If it's a Karban Yochid and there's a situation where there's no fight because the owner chose somebody and that's the kind that's going to do it, so there's no fight, so there's no raffle. The Rambam holds, no. The raffle in the Beis HaMikdash was not just to prevent fights. It's a standard that Chachamim created. This becomes like almost like a part of the Aveda. The introduction for every Aveda is choosing a kayin, and the process of choosing a kayin is a raffle, whether it's preventing fights, whether it's not, it doesn't make a difference. Even for a carbon yachid, you still have to have a raffle.
But I told my Talmidim, the raffle since Rambam, the Rebbe
should choose
the kayin for every specific thing.
That's true, too.
Okay. Okay, so now. Good. So according to the Rambam, Lasad Lavoi, the Pashtas, the raffle will remain. It's part of the process of the Aveda. Became almost like an introductory stage to the Aveda. And the Emes says, you look into the Rambam doesn't quote the Mishnah the way it says. The Mishnah tells us the history. Barishayna, in the beginning there was no raffle. Then there is a raffle. The Rambam doesn't quote the whole history. The Rambam just says they make a raffle in the morning for the Haramas Hadeshan and for Karban Yochid, you make a raffle. The Rambam doesn't mention any option of not having a raffle. Becomes part of the Aveda almost. So the Rebbe Nasiche, it's in Parshas Bamidbar Tovshim Mem, Tes. So the Rebbe explained that the inyan of a raffle is a hakdama for the Aveda. Because the Kainim are coming to do the Aveda of the Karbonis. And the whole inyan of the Karbonis is, Nachas Ruach Lefonai Shomarti V'Nasar Tzayni, to do the Eibishter's Ratzon. So on one hand, you have an inyan that every Kain should run to go and express his chvivas for the mitzvah, that he wants to do the mitzvah. But on the other hand, Dafka Goyrol expresses the Ratzon Hashem more than anything else. As we know what it says in Chassidus, what's the union of a Goyrol? The union of a Goyrol is it's Lamayla Mitam V'das, that it's something that it's Alpi what the Eibishter wants. You make the Goyrol, and whatever it comes out, Menashamayim, that's what establishes who's the one that's supposed to be doing it. So since the whole union of a carbon is Nachas Ruach Lefani Shamati V'Nasar Tzayni, and you have so many Kainim, and everybody says, Ich Geiton Deratzon. Right. Sometimes you have to know how to put yourself aside, and the Ratzon of Deibish has to be done. But who says you have to be the one to do it? Maybe now it's someone else's chance to do Deibish's Ratzon. Right. So for that, you have to have a Geidel. The Geidel is the way to tell you how the Nasir Tzayni is going to take place. So the Geidel is a very important chelik in the process of getting to the Nasir Tzayni of the carbon. So the Geidel is not just a technicality to prevent fights. The Geidel is a chelik of almost the beginning of the Amshach of the carbon, identifying Ratzon Hashem, and then you're able to be Mekayim, the Ratzon Hashem of bringing the carbon. So therefore, of course, it's going to be even Lasadavia, at least according to the Rambam.